Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to our first edition of This Week in Auburn Volleyball, a pair of matches for the Tigers in exhibition action. Friday, the Tigers will host the Orange and Blue match at Neville Arena, and then Saturday, Auburn plays an exhibition match at Georgia Tech. Joined now by Tigers head coach Brent Crouch. Well, you come off of a fabulous year, perhaps the best in Auburn history. So how do you follow that up with this squad this year?
Well, I think we'll have a good chance to follow it up. We didn't graduate any players, and we added five new ones. So we've got a year under our belt now of training and practice and some transfers and new freshmen that are fitting right in terms of their skill level and in terms of, you know, just the culture. You know, the culture is continued. Mm-hmm. So I feel pretty confident that we're going to have a repeat excellent year this year, and that's what we want, right? We don't want to be a flash in the pan. You know, one year we want to build something deep, and so we got to do it year after year, and I think we're going to have a nice season.
When you and I talked at this time last year, I'm not sure anyone knew exactly what to expect from that season. Do you coach it any differently this year with more of a known entity going into the year?
Definitely. Agree with you. We didn't know what to expect either when you have that many new players and that many freshmen who hadn't done it at this level. But this year, you know, we're a little older, we're a little wiser. Players, you know what the system is like. They know what the techniques are. You know, training camp last year was literally teaching everything from the ground up. Mm-hmm. This year, we're competing on day one. Of course, we're tweaking things and we're trying to get better at our fundamentals and all of that. But there wasn't new material that was coming to them for the first time. So it's been a lot of scrimmaging. And so it's been a lot of competing. And where we are 6 days into training camp is light years beyond where we were last year when we were kind of just figuring out where should we stand and what are the names of the things that we're doing and so on. And so it's practice is at a level now that you know, is going to put us in a position to win a lot of games. It's really high-level competition going on and less of the, you know, reviewing fundamentals. And that means we're going to be ready to play earlier on in the preseason than we were last year.
Talk about your schedule this season, especially that non-conference schedule before you get into the grind of the SEC.
Right. We've got 4 weekends where we play matches, open up at home. 3 matches at home, then we go on the road and play Florida State and SMU, both, you know, perennial top 50 RPI teams. Florida State's been in the tournament, I don't know how many years in a row now. So just with that weekend alone, we've upgraded in terms of the competition level of the preseason, and we're ready for it. Next weekend, we're at home again, and then we go on the road with the first year of a 4-year rotating tournament with teams that are in Alabama. So South Alabama, Samford, and then also UAB. And those teams are typically in the top of their conferences. South Alabama was a tournament team a year ago. Samford, in fact, played Samford when I was at USC. They had won their conference. So it's a really good RPI tournament, good competition that last weekend, and we don't have to travel far because it's one of those sites. This year it's at South Alabama. A couple of years it'll be here, but it's the same 4 rotating teams. So we're moving in the right direction in terms of upping the level of our preseason competition. And so that's going to put us in a better position, I think, to have a higher RPI this year when we head into a tournament selection. And then next year we'll up it again. So it's exciting.
With everybody coming back, you have added some size with some newcomers coming in. What will that allow you to do?
Well, I think we're going to break the blocking records that we set last year. This is just maybe the most physical team I've coached from top to bottom, including, you know, any stop I've been at. So, I mean, our front line right now, Kendall is 6'6". Jasmine is a freshman who's still growing, and she's almost 6'5 now. Bell 6'4", Kyla 6'4", Chelsea 6'3", Kasha 6'3". Madison 6'2". I mean, it's just that those heights are going to put us in the top 5%, you know, of NCAA teams this year. So, and they're not just tall, they can move, you know, and they can read. And, you know, we like to do a read blocking system, which just basically means we try to read where the setter's going to go with it and get as many blockers up as possible. So the opposite of like a man-to-man defense. So, you know, if we can get a Bell and a Kendall next to each other blocking outside hitters, or, you know, it's going to be really tough for opposing teams to score against us. And we spent most of the spring getting better on back row defense. So that combination of height and size, you know, with some better back row play, I think we're going to be we have a chance to be one of the best defensive teams in the conference.
Friday night, the Orange and Blue at Neville Arena. Then Saturday, another exhibition match, this time at another really good team in Georgia Tech. What do you look for from your team? What are you hoping to see out of your team in these two matches, these two exhibition matches on Friday and Saturday?
Well, what we want Friday is basically just a scrimmage practice situation. I mean, we're going to be going for it and competing, but we're not putting out a starting lineup on one side. Everyone's going to be mixed up, and they're going to compete and get relatively even playing time. We want to introduce everyone to the fans. We want the fans to see what we're capable of doing. And frankly, we're just the skill level between, you know, a potential starter and someone that may not play as much is very small. I mean, it's just there's not a drop off. So splitting the teams up pretty evenly on each side means we're going to have a really fun match, you know, for fans to come and see. Saturday will be a little different. We'll try to put something out that looks closer to a starting lineup roll that out for the first three sets against Georgia Tech. And then after those three sets, we'll play a couple more and we'll put some subs in and we'll kind of look at that too. And then we'll go back to the drawing board next week, look at the film and see if that was a good lineup or if we need to make changes heading into that first weekend. So should be a good weekend for us.
Where is your depth as you go into the 2023 season?
Honestly, it's everywhere. You know, we have three very good setters, all of whom can set a match for us and win. We've got our middle blocker position. We have Jasmine, freshman, Chelsea, Bellabell, Kendall, Kyla. So we have five people that can play the middle at a high level. Our pin positions, you know, we're deep now. Lakin is our incoming freshman who's great and fitting in already. Bell Zimmerman played, you know, on the right side last year. You know, Akasha is back. Madison's back. We have five pins that can play. Only three are going to be out there. So depth there. We have five liberos now. Three of them will be on the court. And so there is no position where we don't have some serious depth, and that means great competition and practice, and it means we're going to be able to absorb injuries this year. And, you know, we were fortunate last year, you know, to make it through without some key injuries, and that would have destroyed us. We had 12 players on the roster, and we're at 18 now. So, you know, it's just another reason why I think we're going to have a successful season.
Look forward to it. Wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.